Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, Marketing and Advertising Consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Business Leaders of Today. Our show will introduce to you the brightest, sharpest, and best business leaders of this great city of Atlanta we live in. I'm Angel Nowlin, your host with the Nowlin Group. I specialize in business insurance, and my co-host is Tess Turin with Basica and NextLink Marketing, Marketing and Advertising Consultant. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning.
How was your ride in?
It was wonderful. And yours?
It was great coming in, but that rain is coming. It is inevitable, right?
Yeah, I hear we're getting another cold front.
You know what? I don't even know what to say about this weather. I'm actually starting to develop allergies, to say the least. So we had let you guys know last week, we've decided to come up with our kind of sayings for the week. Tess likes to call hers testimony, so I'm going to let Tess go first.
Well, my testimony for the week is for all the businessmen and women out there. Remember to keep your eye on the ball, and progress always involves risk. Nobody ever has stolen second base by keeping their foot on first.
I like that.
And no, Angel, I'm not talking about dating.
No comment. Well, let me tell you, I did an insurance seminar the other day, and I thought about it. You know, people, we got to life insurance, that ugly topic no one wants to talk about. And they asked me, when was the best time to get life insurance? All the time. I said, no matter whether you're 25 or 65, today is the healthiest and best you are ever going to look.
Amen.
So every day you wait is too long. Again, I want to thank everybody out there for listening to us. We have a great show for you today. We have four great guests. Our first guest is Tommy Estes with Estes Heating and Air Conditioning. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
How was your ride in from the south side?
It was good. Traffic wasn't too bad.
Long, right?
Yeah.
And our next guest is Carol Moore with the Noonan Center. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, thanks.
How was your ride in from Noonan?
You know, I blazed right through downtown Atlanta. It was so awesome.
That's because it's still on spring break. You know, Tess lives in Noonan. Y'all should have carpooled.
Yeah, we should have.
We should have.
And our next guest is Brandy Swanson with the Sandler Training. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
You came from down the street. I'm so jealous.
I did.
Yeah, I'm mad at you now. Our last guest is Dr. Lauren Millman with the Swanee Spine and Wellness Center. Good morning, Dr. Lauren. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. Now that you're here, I need a little bit of an adjustment and a massage, I think, because you all do that too, right?
Yes, we have therapists in our office. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's what I hope they're out in the lobby waiting on us. And we'd also like to send a shout out to our sponsor, Uncle Mario's Pizza at the Mall of Georgia. Thanks again for the pizza. Be sure to like their Facebook page. They cater, do birthday parties, and more. We're going to start with our first guest this morning, Mr. Tommy Estes. Mr. Estes, tell us how you got into the air conditioning business.
Well, I'm one of these people that literally grew up in the business.
Right.
My dad started our business the year I was born in 1949.
Oh, only man would say that. Lord, have mercy. I would never say year I was
I'm
born.
I'm proud of it. this is our 65th anniversary this year.
Oh, you mean literally the year you were born?
Literally the year I was born. So when I was in high school, when all my friends were swimming and playing, a lot of times I was working every summer. And then in college, when they were drinking beer and partying, I was working on the weekends, usually installing air conditioning. And during that time, Atlanta, that was in the late 60s.
Okay.
And most people didn't have air conditioning in their homes. So, we put in literally thousands of systems during that time, adding on air conditioning, and I got some invaluable training during those years. How I got in the business.
And let me say this: I grew up in the country, and my grandparents didn't have central heat and air. I cannot believe I ever lived without it.
Yeah,
like ever, even for 10 minutes. And now, the first thing you do is cut the air on. Yeah.
I mean, it has literally changed the way people do business in America.
Oh, definitely.
People don't realize it. I mean, nobody would think about doing business in Florida or Houston or even Atlanta, Georgia back in the day.
No.
Air condition has changed that completely.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's exactly right.
You guys have been successful. I mean, one of the biggest, most successful air condition companies here in the Atlanta area. Mm-hmm. What do you contribute that to?
I contribute that to consistent marketing, I can contribute it to always doing the right thing, treating the customer right, hiring the right people, and just having the right culture in your business to carry on as long as we have. And believe me, it's over the period of time, you know, business has changed. You know, my dad had his culture, and his idea was kind of a my way or the highway, you know. You know, I realize that that's not the way to do business, and we really value our employees, and we take care of our people and as well as our customers. That's really the key to success. I mean, it's not what we do is really not rocket scientists, you know. Although our business is getting very more complicated and much more involved, and a different level of expertise is required. So that's another thing about Estes is all of our people are NAIT certified, which is an industry standard. We do as much people training as we do technical training because we're in front of the customer and they do represent Estes. So that's the most important thing. I mean, you can teach somebody how to fix a unit, but it's really harder to mold that personality and you really can't change a personality. So you just have to try to hire right to begin with.
Now, I know everybody knows you as Estes Heating and Air, but I've read somewhere that you now are doing other services for the business. Can you elaborate for us?
Exactly. Yeah, we're actually, our core business is heating and air and always will be. But we're kind of evolving our name into Estes Services, and that's because of the other services that we do. We have a full service plumbing department. We have a full electrical department. We do one thing that sets us apart among anybody, or not anybody, but a lot of other companies are in this. But we're the leader in home what we call home performance and weatherization. We look at a house, you know, in years past, a heating and air contractor would basically just replace a box with a box.
Right.
And what we do is we look at the whole house. You know, we want to see why the system is not as efficient as it should be, or why the people are in the home are not comfortable, you know. And we have a lot of different ways to make those, to improve the comfort level of your home. And also save you a lot of money on your utility bill. So anyway, we feel like going to Estes Services opens up a lot of opportunities for us that doesn't limit us just to the heating and air.
Sure. I have a question for you, Mr. Estes. Mm-hmm. Earlier when Tess asked you, what do you contribute your success to? Mm-hmm. You said that the business started the year you were born.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your new answer just needs to be, it's me. That's the short version.
No, I'll tell you what.
I mean, you didn't get here 65 years. That's exact to the day from the day you were born.
Yeah, well, you know what?
It's all me. That's easy to say.
I tell you what, though. When my dad started our business in 1949, I mean, he was a real pioneer in our industry because Atlanta at that time, everybody pretty much had floor furnaces. Remember floor furnaces?
Absolutely not.
So, you know, we kind of cut our, you know, he started, replacing floor furnaces. And then he evolved into, there was a period of time when we did new construction, which we do not do now, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you don't do new construction?
We do no residential new construction. We may do a house for an individual, but to give the customer the quality that we do, most builders are not willing to pay for that quality. So we just, and plus it's hard to make any money in new construction.
Right, because it's cookie cutter. It's
yeah, exactly. We like the type of jobs that we can get on and off in just a few days. Although we do probably 20% of our business now is commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of commercial. But here again, on commercial, we don't do new construction like this building, for example.
Mm-hmm.
We do existing what we call negotiated commercial.
Okay.
So we just feel like it's a it's a It's a more, I mean, more, it fits our niche better. That's one thing that people in business in general needs, you know, I've learned over the years that you need to find out what you're good at and do it. You don't need Absolutely. To be all things to all people.
You can't be. Yeah. Chick-fil-A no, only can't. Does chicken.
Exactly.
They don't sell hamburgers. And they don't sell nothing
the
else.
The services that we offer now fall right into our customer base. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody that has heating and air has plumbing. They have electrical.
Right.
You know, so we, you know, we're as long as we stay in our realm of expertise, we will be successful.
Now, I know what I know you had said earlier, you know, some of the successes is for the people that you that work with you, mm-hmm. you know, your employees. Mm-hmm. So how do you attract, train and retain good people?
I tell you what, that's a good question.
you don't. You're like, I fire somebody every week.
No, actually, typically we did just like everybody else. We'd run ads and hope for the best. Well, now we have what we call Build a Tech, which is a program that we actually build and train technicians and installers. And what we look for is people that don't have any industry experience at all.
So you can mold them the way
exactly.
you want to mold
yeah.
them.
Yeah. So
teach old dog new tricks.
Yes. Yeah, so we take them. We have a full-time trainer on staff that that concentrates and develops the programs for those people and follows them through. And we can take a guy who doesn't know anything if he's the right person. That's like I said a while ago. If he doesn't meet our criteria as far as background checks and passed several interviews of being able to communicate with people, mm-hmm. then he'll never get much further than that. But once we determine that, then we can take a guy and within about 12 weeks we can have him out doing what we call maintenance. And then a year later, if he develops right, he'll be a full-fledged service technician. So we found the best way that we can, you know, get good people and keep them is to train them ourselves.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like to me, outside of the best decision your dad really made starting this company was having you.
Yeah. I don't argue with that.
All right, because he obviously trained you, and yeah. you have been able to kind of run with that ball for yeah. 50 years or
yeah.
more
yeah.
since high school. That's a long time.
Yeah.
So in all those years that you've done, like you said, you have kind of developed people, different services.
Mm-hmm.
Your core is heating and air.
Right.
How do you maintain through the fluctuations of the economy and, you know, different technology comes into place? And, mm-hmm. you know, there's always this stuff. As a business owner myself, you're always fighting against something that's 9 times out of 10 you have no control over.
Yeah.
So how do you maintain or how have you maintained that for 50 years?
Well, you know what? I think the key to that, I guess the best answer for that is to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if things come up, like in our industry, there's been a lot of things that have happened, you know, as far as the way we have to handle a refrigerant,
mm-hmm.
for one, or the code requirements,
right.
and just a lot of different things. But at the, you know, to address those, you just have to do what you have to do to consistently do what you've been doing, you know. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean, like if somebody comes into your marketplace and just bombards with advertising, which we see sometimes,
right.
actually we're seeing it right now.
We won't call any names.
No, but the bottom line is, you know, we've been here for, we were here before they got here and we'll be here after they leave.
Right.
And you know, so you don't need to get too excited about and reactive to certain things.
Right.
You know, you need to be consistent, do business the way that you know is the right way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else will take care of itself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, tell us about that. I love your billboard with the dog.
Yeah.
That's how I personally remember Estes Heating and Air was because of the dog.
Yeah. Exactly.
I live in Marietta. I remember seeing that billboard a couple of times.
Yeah.
Tell us about the dog because, you know, I'm an animal lover. So
okay.
I got to know about the dog.
Well, you know what? I learned a long time ago that people would rather look at a good looking dog than a furnace or an air conditioner.
No doubt.
It's a lot more. Entertaining. That dog is actually my dog.
Mm-hmm.
The first dog, it's a yellow lab. The first one I used that I had was, his name was Jake, And I used Jake on billboards, and I actually had some TV spots with him. And believe it or not, we had some radio spots where Jake didn't actually do the talking, but I had Jake.
Well, thank you for that because I was wondering.
Yeah, me and Jake, you know, talking.
That's
so, you know, the whole idea was to brand the dog.
Okay.
And but what I've been careful is not to overbrand it, not to overdo it. You know, I don't want him to get. I want him to be.
You don't want to get the big head and think he's famous.
Yeah, I don't want him. I don't want him to be the main attraction.
You don't want Hollywood to be calling you.
Yeah, exactly.
Not your dog.
So anyway, I used Jake for several years, and he, like some labs develop, he had these lumps on his stomach and turned out to be lymphoma. Mm-hmm. And I had to put him down. So I got another little dog, a puppy at that time, Bo.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bo, I had him, the first billboard Bo was on when he was just 6 months old. He was in front of a computer screen. We were promoting our website on billboards and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of grown up with Bo. And, you know, like I told him, it's great because he works cheap and I just throw him a bone every once in a while.
I want to remind everybody out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. My co-host is Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant. And we're speaking with Mr. Tommy Estes of Estes Heating and Air. And he just told us the saddest story about his dog. he specializes in heating and air conditioning and he has plumbing and electrical services. Mr. Estes, first of all, let me again commend you for being in business for 50 plus years yourself and running the business and obviously doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
What do you contribute? Now, I got to ask this question before we get to our next guest. Are most of the people that work for you employees or are they contractors?
No, they're all employees.
Okay. Have you seen a difference because they are employees? They have a kind of a dog in the fight, so they
exactly,
work harder?
Yeah. Well, for example, on electrical, we used to sub it out.
Mm-hmm.
Plumbing, we subbed it out. But now we don't sub out anything unless it's just something really, really major, say a commercial job with something electrical, maybe above our abilities or whatever. Mm-hmm. Really, it comes down to time frame, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to say something about, I hadn't mentioned, my son Brian is 40, it will be 40 this summer. And if you saw him, me and him look like Mutt and Jeff. He's about 6'5" and
I think Brian's already mad.
Yeah, he's he was played football with the Carolina Panthers actually for just a little while. And anyway, he's a good guy, and he's kind of exemplifies our team. You know, we've got 130 employees. And only two of them report to me, and that's that's Brian and our general manager. All of our managers are, I think the oldest one is 42. So you know, I've worked real hard in the last several years to build a young team. That has the same
core values.
You know that I have. So it's working and it's doing well. I just want to, before I know my time's almost up, but I just want to kind of put a plug in as far as Estes goes in general. There's just so many things that set us apart from a lot of companies. We have been named the in 1999, we were the National Contractor of the Year.
Okay.
And a couple of years later after that, we were voted the best place to work for in the Southeast by our industry. In 2010, we were the Contracting Business Contractor of the Year, the whole country. We just recently have won the Carrier President's Award for the third time.
My dad worked for Carrier for 35
really?
Years.
Really?
Yeah.
We're the largest, with the exception of one company now, we're the largest carrier dealer really in the Southeast. But the biggest thing I want to say, and this is kind of self-promotion.
That's what we're all about, self-promotion.
Yeah, well, because I'm the only one in Atlanta that can say this, but I was just recently named to the Carrier Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, actually, there's only 20 people in the country that has gotten
congratulations,
that recognition.
Congratulations,
we
got
to go celebrate a happy hour
I got that last, actually 2 weeks ago in Nashville at a meeting. So,
mm-hmm.
So you know, that, I mean, and that, it's like I tell our guy, and that's not because of me, it's because of everything we've been talking about.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's just kind of a culmination of it. But our company is... I mean, you know, the sky's the limit with us, really.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, tell all the listeners out there the best way to get in touch with you.
The best way is to go to our website, estesair.com, or call us. Our main number is 404-361-6560. Mm-hmm. Or you could always go to Facebook or Twitter and all the normal social media.
All the stuff that we hate using.
Yeah, we do a pretty good job with that. That's a moving target though, so it's never totally up to date. But anyway, the best way, and you know what, if you want to call me personally, I'm always available. That's one thing that I've always done over the years. I don't screen my phone calls. So
good for you.
Yeah, if you I'll talk to you.
I screen them all.
Yeah, I don't screen them, and everybody in our building knows that I don't screen them. So you know, you kind of have to take the good with the bad. But I'm there, and I got a tough skin, I will say this: the number of complaints that we get compared to the number of people we see every day is unbelievably low. I mean, a typical day for us, we'll catch about 200 service calls a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And in the summertime, it can go higher than that. We'll do about 25 to 30 installations a day in the summertime.
Look, so, let me just say for everybody out there, I had somebody ask me the other day, what do you think rich people do all day? They work.
That's
that's
right.
What they do. That's how they get rich.
That's right.
Well, thank you again, Mr. Estes, for coming
on.
I'm
the millionaire next door.
Absolutely. Right. I love it. Yeah. Okay, everybody out there, don't forget you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist. My co-host is Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising guru. And our next guest is Carol Moore with the Noonan Center. Good morning again, Carol.
Good morning.
So tell us about the Noonan Center.
We are brand new. We opened last June, and we are an event center, a conference center in Noonan. We're actually owned by the city of Noonan, but we are managed by an authority. So I'm not a city employee, and I'm an authority employee, and that's a great thing, and I'll tell you why. I've done this all my life. This is all I've done my whole career, 39 years. I started when I was 10.
I was going to say, y'all in these numbers, you just throw them out there. 39, 40 years, and, never going
to happen. I've worked in a lot of different types of facilities, you know, arenas, convention centers, performing arts centers, amphitheaters. And the thing that sets them apart is how they're managed. And there's a lot of options out there, and one of which is private management through a company. Mm-hmm. Most facilities in the country are actually owned by a municipality. Mm-hmm. And I have worked in those. But I will give kudos to the Noonan City Council because they structured us correctly to allow us to succeed. They set us up under an authority, and it takes out those blanket city policies that come down for all the expense departments. And when you're trying to run a business to make a profit, it makes it a little hard to maneuver. So setting up under this structure has allowed us to operate like a business and hopefully make a profit.
Now, I have to share with you all and the listeners that are listening. I've been down to the Noonan Center, and it's an absolutely gorgeous facility. How many square feet is it, Carol?
We're 16,000 square feet.
16,000. And I'm going to brag on you a little bit. Some of the businesses, just give us a short list of some of the businesses that have used your services down there at the Noonan Center.
We have had Yamaha, which has a manufacturing plant in Noonan. We've had the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, which is new to our community. We also have had Piedmont Noonan. We've had Channel Point Hospitality. Just a variety, but we also do social events as well.
And didn't the mayor have a business meeting?
The mayor did a business economic luncheon. And
the mayor of Noonan?
The mayor of Noonan. Oh, it was so successful.
Noonan has their own mayor?
Oh, yeah.
Well, y'all a big time now, right?
We are. We're going to get on the map pretty soon.
Exactly. Look, on the map. So.
Listen, we don't want anybody to know about Noonan. It down there all
Noonan's
by ourselves.
Beautiful. They call it the city of homes, right?
That's correct.
It's a beautiful city. Well, now you said you all do social events. Now, so you do weddings, parties?
We do weddings. We do fundraisers. We do banquets. We do bar and bat mitzvahs, just any type of anniversary parties, birthday parties, any type of social event you can imagine.
Now, go ahead. I was going to say,
do you guys do the catering and the you know, the catering and the planning as well?
We do operate off an approved caterers list, and they have to meet certain criteria to be on that list in order to serve in our facility. And alcohol is through our one provider, which is licensed by the state to have alcohol. So we have everything you need, and so far we've done quite well with our events and are hoping to do many more.
Well, let me say this. I'm always looking up for a place to throw a party, and I love a good party. Everybody knows me knows that. 16,000 square feet probably is not quite big enough for one of my parties, but let's just say it could be. Is it broke down? Can I only use 3,000 square feet, one room? How does that kind of work?
Our ballroom is 6,000 square feet, and it can be divided into four separate areas.
Okay.
Or it can be all open, or it can be configured in any numerous different ways. Mm-hmm. But we also have a boardroom. When we have weddings, we use it for the bride's room as well. It's got a beautiful dressing area, and I love to tour the little couples around because I tease the grooms before I ever open the door into the bride's room because I tell them, I said, you're going to be mad when I open this door because this is her room.
Right, and you get dressed in the bathroom.
Right. So they go in, and the girls are looking around, and they're all going, oh, this is so beautiful, and they never zero in. The guys immediately zero in on what I'm talking about, and it's the 80-inch TV in that room.
Oh, of course. Of course. Now, what only reason a woman would want an 80-inch TV in her room getting dressed for her wedding is to see herself on that TV.
That's right. That's right. The girls could care less about it. So then I take them over to their room, the groom's room. And it's not shabby, but it only has a 37-inch TV. So they're a little miffed by the end.
You need it. Well, the broom's probably not big enough to put an 80-inch TV in it. He's a boy. It won't take him that long to get dressed.
And I tell him all the time, I said, I'm about to give you your first lesson of marriage. This day is not about you. It's about her. We are raised from the time we are knee-high to a grasshopper to think about this day and how we want it to be and all of that. So you're just a participant. So
absolutely.
Just keep that in mind.
And the second lesson is that's the way it's going to be for the whole, your whole marriage. Just whatever she says goes and everybody will be happy.
That's right.
Now, do you all have a photographer list too or just a caterer list?
They can bring in their own photographer, their own DJs, anything like that.
But not their own alcohol?
Not their own alcohol.
Unless I bring it in a little container.
Angel, behave. You're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising expert, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Carol Moore from the Noonan Center. So, Carol, tell us a little bit about the amount of people. So do you do small parties? Obviously, you do large parties. But if you just wanted a small gathering, like Angel was saying, give us an estimate as far as people and numbers. You know, can you do a party of 10, 15? Can you do a party of 500, 600? How does that work?
We can do, for a social type event where you'd have dancing, we can do anywhere from 10, probably up to 400. Mm-hmm. If you had a theater type event, say a corporate meeting, shareholders meeting or whatever, we could do around 650. But it all configures and we set up however the group wants it set up. And so the sky's the limit.
Well, I would think a community center, or I'm sorry, a center like that for events has really enhanced Noonan, to say the very least.
It really has, and our whole mission is twofold. One, to enhance quality of life for the citizens and
absolutely
surrounding area, but most importantly, to generate economic impact for the community. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean bringing outside dollars in.
Absolutely.
When we did the Yamaha Suppliers Conference, we had people from China, Japan, Indiana, all over the United States. And they're all staying in hotels. They're buying gas. They're shopping, hopefully. They're doing the things that spend their money in our community, which translates to sales tax dollars and hotel-motel tax revenue. And I'm selfish. I mean, we receive 40% of the hotel-motel tax revenues to our operating fund. So the more heads and beds we can put, the more money I get.
Did you say 40%?
40%.
I'm in the wrong business.
I've
never got a 40% commission. That's a lot.
You go, Carol.
That is a lot. Well, now you said that, okay, now, just so I'm clear, one of the things that's great about a facility like that in Noonan, I know when I was looking for, or when I've looked for facilities for different reasons, it's almost like in Atlanta, and don't get me wrong, I love Atlanta. I plan on dying here. But it's hard to find a place, especially parking. And there's all these other things to consider. When you go outside of Atlanta, 30 miles or better, you can have all these other options where you kind of have one-stop shopping. You can have your wedding, your reception. Everybody can stay. You don't have to get in the car and drive. But from an insurance perspective, I know I do a lot of events insurance. You got to tell me the best or rather the worst story you have of somebody after you've got that insurance and how many drinks they had and why you were so glad you got that insurance. Because I know that's got to be crazy when you have that kind of that many people there.
We do. We certain events require in $1 million insurance liability policy that names us as additional insured.
Right.
And our alcohol provider, all of his staff's trained in the tips or team, whichever one you prefer to mm-hmm. say. So they cut them off before they get too much of a liability for us.
Y'all ain't no fun out there.
I know, right?
What's that cut off? I didn't know you go to a private event and get cut off. That was the point of going to a private event, I thought.
Well, we don't want them going out and hurting someone or themselves either. So.
Absolutely not. But that's the point. You're in Noonan. You can walk across the street to the hotel, right? Because
right.
the center's right there. Well, tell everybody out there the best way they wanted to rent the facility. What's the best way to rent the facility?
They can give me a call. Go to our website, which is Noonan Center. And we spell center the European way, C-E-N-T-R-E.
Of course you do in Noonan.
Right, right. And the reason they did that, actually, was we were on the campus with the Performing Arts Center. Mm-hmm. They're our neighbor. We're connected by walkway. Mm-hmm. And they spell their center that way. So we had to be cohesive.
Right. Noonan has arrived, honey.
I'm telling you, we
European names.
We just had to be cohesive and one. So, but noonancenter.com, and my information is on there, and I'd be happy to help them.
Well, thank you again, Carol Moore with the Noonan Center, for coming down and telling us about you all's great facility. And again, you all listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist, and my co-host is Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant. Our next guest is Brandy Swanson. I'm going to have so much fun with you, Brandy. Brandy works for the Sandler Training. I'm sorry. Yes, yeah, Sandler Training, doing sales training for salespeople. Good morning again. How
Good
are you,
morning.
Brandy?
Good, thank you.
Tell us how you got involved with the Sandler Training.
I actually hired Sandler Training when I worked in the insurance industry.
Oh, and ran like your hair was on fire, I see.
Well, I was over finance and HR.
Okay.
And so was really good at abusing salespeople. I knew how to get the most from them and take advantage of them and all that kind of fun stuff. And
they loved you, huh?
Right. Yeah. I didn't like them so much, actually. But the thing was is that in the insurance industry, they decided that it was a great idea to put the sales team under the CFO. Yeah.
The CFO?
Yeah. And then everybody quit, right?
Well, they really wanted to because I'm like, okay, this is how you guys get treated. I mean, but the problem was is that we were doing a lot of quoting. We weren't closing deals. Our profit margins weren't where they needed to be. Mm-hmm. My marketing person was spending a lot of time putting proposals together, and we were only winning about 10 to 20% of the stuff that we quoted.
Okay.
And so I hired Sandler Training to train my sales team, and it really helped them grow as a person. It helped our business grow, and it was a win-win situation for all of us. So that's how I got started in the Sandler Training business.
Okay, now what do you think Sandler, or what did Sandler Training do to make it different? What did they change the most, you think?
You know, a lot of times when you are doing a training class, you go to a seminar, right? And mm-hmm. and you hear something and you think, oh, that's a great idea. And maybe you go back and you try it and maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work. And so then you kind of throw it by the wayside. And even if it does work, a lot of times we end up back in our old habits.
Right.
So with Sandler, it wasn't a script. It wasn't a box type scenario. Even though we have techniques and processes, we are able to take the process and give you, what's the word I'm looking for? Take the process and tailor it to your personality and okay. specifically your business. And so you'll go through the training class, have a one-on-one or have a group setting so you learn the concepts, but then you have one-on-one coaching. So like yesterday, I spent half a day with Allgood, some of their sales team, riding on sales calls with them to interact and see how they're working with their clients and giving them some tips and things to help make their day go smoother and actually implement some of the things that we're teaching them.
Yeah, because just because you have a great idea, everybody can't necessarily implement that great idea. And if it's not their personality, I just said to a friend of mine the other night, you know, you asking me to talk less is like me asking you to talk more. It's not going to work.
Not only that, but with, I could see your job could be extremely hard because every business is different.
Right.
You know, and profit margins are different and, you know, services and products are different. How do you get your head around that? I mean, because it's not one size fits all when it comes to businesses and how they sell.
No, it's not one size fits all. And that's the thing is it's we work on a process. We work on behaviors. We work on attitudes. We work on techniques. So we spend some time getting to know the business, mm-hmm. for one. And then by riding with the individual salespeople, even though their whole sales team, you know, all 20 of them are selling the same product and or service. They each have their own, I'm going to call it head trash, things that keep them from doing the things they need to do
stinking
to be successful.
Thinking.
Yeah.
That's what I call it.
Yeah.
That needs to be your testimony next week.
Yeah. So they all have that. So, when you work with them one-on-one and help them think about it differently and help them own that thought, mm-hmm. so that they can see a reason to make a change or to do things differently. And it helps them step outside that comfort zone because we all have things that we're comfortable saying, comfortable doing. And when somebody says, oh, you need to ask them about, you know, their budget. And they're like, I'm not talking to them about money. I mean, that I just need to tell them my price and go from there. Well, if you don't have a conversation with them, you could be wasting their time and your time.
Absolutely. Sure. Well, it's kind of like the what's that, the little engine that could, I think I can. If you don't think you can, you won't.
Yeah.
I had my financial advisor told me, I never will forget this, years ago. He said, be very careful of the tape you play in your head.
Oh, that is so true.
You just, because if you say something bad or negative, it's all, before you know it, you believe it, you act it out, and you live it.
You could be your own worst enemy.
You usually are.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So now, you were saying earlier about how you all kind of, I guess you customize these packages for companies. And even Mr. Esty said it earlier. I think Carol said it about everybody believes they have good customer service. It ain't true. God knows it's not true. How do you show them that it may be good in their head? What's kind of that moment where they think, oh, what is it to make them realize how you can take them to the next level as far as their customer service is concerned?
You know, people, they all think they have great customer, and a lot of places do have good customer service. But there's a lot of things that people, when they hire people, they don't necessarily think through certain ways they say things. I mean, if you go to Chick-fil-A, you'll hear them say, if you say, hey, thank you, they'll say my pleasure. A lot of places will use the term, oh, that's no problem. Well, how does that make you feel as a client? Right. Like you are a bother to them, but they're telling you it's no problem. And
right,
so,
because it might be a problem on a different day or something.
Yeah, exactly. So we work with them on communication skills, on listening skills. I didn't realize how many people. Actually, I'll ask you this in this room. How many of you have ever had a listening class?
Oh, I have.
You have?
Well, yeah, I've been in sales my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've had some, but it's funny because if I talk to a group of about 50 people, I might have one or two in a whole group that's ever had a listening class. And if you think about kids trained in school, they're not trained to listen. You're just told to listen. And so that's one of the things, if you're going to be a good communicator, you need to learn how to listen.
You need to be a marriage counselor, relationship therapist.
Well, you know what? You say that, but what's really funny about Sandler training is a lot of the things that we teach and train on, you can take to all aspects of your life.
Absolutely.
I use it on my husband all the time. It's
right.
Great.
Right. Because, you know,
you're sales mastering him,
exactly.
Aren't you?
Look, I took a body language class. I cannot tell you the arguments I've had with men about, that's not what I mean. I'm listening to what you're saying, and the arms are folded. He's leaning backward. Yeah. He's looking over my head. Of course, you're wide open. You're not listening. And I'm like, you know, body language is the same in sales. It's the same thing.
Yeah. It is.
Everything means something, whether you know it or not.
Right. Yeah. We spend a lot of time on body language, tonality.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, men are the worst at it. I shouldn't say the worst. They are the ones that don't even realize they're doing it.
I don't know.
You see our producer over here, his arms are folded, looking at his watch, like, you know, like I'm not the most entertaining ever.
I don't know. I go to a lot of events and I watch people. That's one of the things that I do. And you'd be amazed. I mean, it's pretty much equal male and female. It's not just the male gender that has that problem.
Absolutely. And you know what? You hit the nail on the head there when you said people don't realize what you teach them they can use in their real life. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be selling a customer. I tell my girlfriends all the time, you always closing the deal. He don't know it, but you always trying to get that signature.
You know what? I don't care what business that you're in, mm-hmm. everybody, I don't care if you're the receptionist, you're in sales, you are interacting Absolutely. With people, you're convincing that person that's calling on the phone, they need to talk to the person you're going to pass them on to, or
absolutely,
or whoever you're talking to. So you could be talking to your boss and you're selling them on an idea that you have. So right. everybody's in sales.
Absolutely. So now you said you've been, how long did you say you've been with Sandler?
I'm in my third year with Sandler training. Yes. Okay.
And I just want to remind everyone out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. My co-host is Tess Duran, your marketing and advertising specialist. And you said, wait a minute, Sandler, how long has Sandler been in business?
Oh, goodness. Sandler's was started back in the 60s.
Okay, way before we were born.
Yeah, way before we were born.
So Brandy, I want to pick your brain for a second. We've got probably, not to date us all in here, but we've got probably, 100 years of combined sales experience in this room.
I don't know who you're talking to.
Angel, only 10 years is for you.
Five.
Me personally, I'm getting up there. But can you give us some expert advice as far as sales is concerned that we can all take away today?
Oh, expert advice. And in what area? There's so many different areas that you can work on when it comes to...
Just sales in general.
Sales in general. You know, I think you... Salespeople, a lot of times, the people think of that slimy...
The used car
salesperson or lawyer. I'm not sure which.
Right. Or both.
Or both. No. So I think the thing is not to act like a salesperson.
Right.
Is to be a trusted advisor, is to have a frank conversation with someone, not trying to push your products or services on them, but to really find out, do they need what you have? And then can you provide for them? Can you solve the problems that
Absolutely.
They have?
Absolutely. I've walked away from many, many businesses because I felt it wasn't a great fit.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. Definitely the relationship building is what it's about, not necessarily, you know, selling somebody something.
Yeah.
It's building relationships and helping one another in the community. I think that's what it's all
Absolutely.
About.
Because, you know, I learned something in sales training years ago. They said, people don't care what you know till they know that you care.
Mm-hmm. That's true in life, period.
Yeah. And if I can feel that you're really just trying to make a commission or make some money and you're not really listening to me. I was telling a girlfriend of mine recently who just started internet dating. I won't call her name because she will die. But she was like, what should I say? And I was telling her, I said, the thing you want to consider is when it comes to kind of putting yourself out there, people are going to have their own interpretation no matter what. So you've got to be, but trying to be authentic, most people are not authentic.
Yeah.
And I think they're not authentic with themselves. So it's hard to be authentic with other people. You
yeah.
know, be honest about who you really are. Don't say I'm fun and you're not fun.
Just
all.
Be sincere.
Right, yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Absolutely.
It's pretty simple.
And I think that for a salesperson, that's even hard as a business owner trying to find people who are not really just trying to get a job, make money, because everybody wants that, but to find somebody who's trying to create a life for themselves.
Yeah.
And take care of their family. And the way through that is through your business.
It is. And, you know, I help people find salespeople. Because I train a lot of them, a lot of times people say, hey, do you know a good salesperson?
Yeah, I need to talk to you later.
And the thing is that a lot of times when I'm looking for people and I hear them say, oh, I'm looking for someone, I want to know about their company culture.
Right.
Because they can be really good at what they do, but if they don't fit into the company culture, they're not going to last.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, for instance, contrary to what it may look like, I am not a micromanager. I expect people just to know. If I say, you know, can you send these emails out? Matter of fact, I had a little intern help me this week, God bless her. And I asked her to send out some emails for me. And I thought, wow, that's taking a long time. And I was like, what's taking so long? She's like, oh, I think I'm going fast. She was typing the emails instead of copying and pasting them. I was like, baby, you should just copy and paste them. Why would you retype 300 emails?
Oh, wow.
She said, I thought that was faster.
So
it's not.
So, Brandy, back to the business. I know that you're very involved in the community. Could you tell us a little bit about some of the involvements that you've been in?
Oh, wow. I just got back from Honduras.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah, that was a through Rotary. So I've been a Rotarian for 22 years.
Okay.
And Sandler, that's one of the things I like about Sandler is that we do a lot in the community as a company as well. So we work with nonprofits, Boys and Girls Club, Covenant House, Annandale Village. So we've done a lot with nonprofits, helping them bring in more funds for their mission, I guess is the word I'm looking for. And a lot of that we do at no cost or low or cost of the materials, something like that, because it really does help the community and you know, whether they're serving the underprivileged or the human trafficking, things of that nature. So
pretty important topics.
It is. That's one of the reasons I love what I do is we're able to do that.
So Brandy, tell us all out there or people that are listening and people possibly in this room right now that might need some services of you. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way would be to call our office, 770-622-7000, or we have a website, simon.sandler.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. We want to thank you again for coming out. Appreciate it. And our next guest is Dr. Lauren A. Millman from Suwannee Spine and Wellness Center. Good morning, Dr. Lauren.
Hi there. Good morning,
thank you for your patience.
And gentlemen.
I hope your back's not hurting from sitting in that chair so long.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
So tell us a little bit about your practice.
Well, I am a specialty chiropractor. I'm what you call an upper cervical specific chiropractor. So I am not your traditional rack 'em, crack 'em, twist you into a pretzel.
I love
it. And you hear 14 joints pop several different ways. We don't do that. We're extremely specific. So, yeah, that's what we do. Enjoy it.
So tell us a little bit how you are different. What are some of the techniques that you all do versus a typical chiropractic center?
What we do is your upper cervical area of your spine is the uppermost area of your spine, right where your skull connects to the rest of your spine.
That's where I have a problem with, actually.
Right.
Well, if this area is not aligned properly, if there's something
come see
going
you.
Well, if this area is not aligned properly, then it's going to affect everything else the entire way down. So even though people will come in with shoulder complaints, mid-back stuff, low back, hips, knees, gastrointestinal problems or reproductive issues, all those nerves that are going to every single cell tissue and organ in your entire body, that's where does it originally have to start? From your brain. Well, right there at that junction where your brain connects to your spinal cord, if that area is not aligned properly, then it's going to affect everything else the entire way down.
And so, you're literally miserable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So one of the things that that separates us apart from traditional chiropractic is we use objective data to see if we can help you. We're going to check to see if you're out of alignment. I'm going to let you know if I can help you and if I can't. You may not have that going on. If you do, I'm going to let you know exactly what's going on. This is how we're going to fix it. And then after you undergo the procedure, after it's done, I'm going to immediately check you, use objective data to determine if you have received the correction. And then, so there is zero guesswork, zero, not even 1% guesswork. There is zero guesswork. So I don't take every client that comes in. Mm-hmm. If I can't help them, I'm not going to waste their time or mine. Mm-hmm. So we're going to move on. And if I can help you, I'm certain I'm going to be able to help you. So
well, now from someone that has struggled with back issues since I was a kid, you know, it's funny when you're younger, you don't think about all the things that matter to you, you know, how you sit, where you sit.
Yeah.
You know, where how long you're on your computer. I just got one of those things, so my computer's eye level because it hurts so bad after a while to look down at the computer. What would you say is the single worst thing you could do to make your back hurt as far as your posture or your sitting or working on the computer? What's the worst thing that we do that makes our back hurt?
Not see a really good chiropractor?
Named Dr. Lauren.
Well, anyone who specializes in their, if they're a specialist in what they do, I mean, the first thing I would say is you kind of hinted to it just a second ago, is when we're kids, kids don't have back pain, but have you ever watched a kid how many, whenever they're learning to walk, whenever they're just playing sports, they slip, fall, hit their head, turn upside down, fall on their head.
Right.
I love the patients that come in and say, you know what? I did jump off the roof of a barn when I was 10, you know, and then 20 years later, you know, they're having some difficult, they're having problems.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times the stuff that we experience as adults, it wasn't because of something that you did yesterday or the day or 2 days before. It's something that you injured your body maybe 5, 10, 20 years before, but you're really now feeling the results of it.
It's sticking its ugly head out.
You know, a lot of times I'll get a lot of people will come in and, you know, doc, I just bent down to pick up a pencil yesterday. I don't understand what happened. Well, that had nothing to do with you bending down to pick up a pencil. And, you know, we should be able to, live and function every day in our lives with and be pain free. It might be common that a lot of people have everyday pains, but it's not normal.
Exactly.
It's not normal.
I used to play tennis 5 days a week. I thought, you know, you couldn't tell me I wasn't a Williams sister, but better looking. Okay. So
I'd believe that.
Absolutely. So
I believe that.
Next thing I know, for sports several years and I played on hard court, I thought that was better. I had no idea that was worse because the clay courts messed up my cute outfits. I didn't like them.
Yeah. So I can see that.
Right.
I feel you.
But those hard courts, it was like after a while, you realize you can literally feel it everywhere.
Yeah.
Your knees.
If your body is, one of the things too about upper cervical is we do specialize in correcting the entire spine, but just by going to a very, very specific area to do so. But if you're out of alignment, even at the very uppermost area of your spine, you're going to be out of alignment and out of balance everywhere. Whenever your spine is out of alignment, then, you know, then it's going to cause undue stress and imbalance and the rest of your joints. So if you're an athlete and you're out of alignment, you're out of balance, you know, you're going to basically, you know, wear down some of these other joints and areas of your body. So rarely does it ever have anything to do with possibly where you're experiencing the pain.
Right.
Or, you know, like if people say, you know, my hip's hurting or my knees are hurting or my foot's hurting, cast whatever. Oftentimes, because of this entire body imbalance, it's rarely where they're actually experiencing. Give you a case in point. Started a beautiful lady yesterday, came in to see me. God bless her heart. She's and that's a Southern term, by the way. God bless you.
Right. God bless your heart.
God bless y'all. She came in to see me, and she's been working with a pain clinic for the last 4 years for some pretty severe low back stuff going on, which isn't uncommon for me to see. Granted, I am a chiropractor. And she came in and she's like, you know, doc, they have been working on my low back and doing everything under the sun to my low back and it's not changing. Mm-hmm. I said, well, let's see if maybe the problem isn't where you're actually experiencing it. Sure enough, we go and we dig a little deeper. I do a really thorough exam and she has a significant twisting right at the uppermost area of her spine, right where her skull meets the rest of her spine. Mm-mm-mm. And the rest of her spine is having to compensate for that. And she's feeling the brunt of this really at her low back. And so she received her first ever correction yesterday. She got up off the table and her first words to me, I kid you not, I have not felt this good in 6 months.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, this is after 4 months of being they're trying to treat her pain as opposed to what we do. We specialize in correcting the problem. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to have to see my patients 3 times a week for the rest of their life. Let's get this corrected. So you know what? I don't want to have to. I love you. I adore my patients. I don't want to have to see you.
All the time.
All the time. You should be holding your alignment for weeks on end.
Well, first of all, let me remind everyone out there that you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist. My co-host is Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant. And I'm mad at Dr. Lauren, just stole my last question.
I did.
So I'm going to ask you your unique procedure you have. What is the best way? Because now when I tell you I have all kind of issues, you would never know it to look at me, right? But I have all kind of issues. We definitely need to talk. What's the best and the way that everyone can find out about this unique procedure you have?
They need to. One, I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna give you three. Can I give you three?
You can give me.
I'm gonna give you three.
Three, absolutely.
All right. One.
I'm gonna use two of them.
Find me on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay. Swanee Spinal. I think it's /SSAWC.
Okay.
Second one. Find me on Twitter. I'm a tweet you out there, people. I love my social media. I'm out there to educate the community. Third is I never charge for a consultation. I don't know if I can help you. I really don't. But the biggest thing that you could do is come in, talk with me in the office. Let me kind of see if there's something we should dig further. And like I said, I never charge for a consultation.
You will see me next Friday after the radio show. I have been struggling with...
Why next Friday? Why are you going to wait?
Because I have another appointment today. But I have been struggling with carpal tunnel and tennis elbow for like 3 years. And you're going to make me better.
Well.
But I'm going to tell the world.
We're going to see. We're going to see.
Absolutely. If you can't help me, Dr. Lauren, nobody can.
So I think that was, what was that, Facebook, Twitter? What's your website?
SwaneeSpine.com.
Beautiful. SwaneeSpine.com.
So one of the things, too, is we are, if I can, Will.
Sure you
one
can.
One of the things that I am massively passionate about is educating our community about living a healthier life, just period. I can't tell you how many people that I meet in the community that are absolutely just suffering. They're suffering. They've seen multiple doctors, seen many people. They're on tons of medications and they're not getting help. And they're seeing other chiropractors. They're seeing many, many, and they're not getting help. One of the things that I do is I'm huge about getting out in my community and educating people about what we do, seeing if we can help them. So, we are hosting a huge, community appreciation night. And we are running out a restaurant up in Buford called Dominic's in Buford. It's April 15th, so it's tax day, guys. Mm-hmm. So come out and celebrate with us on the evening of tax day. And you know what? This is where you can come out. Let me feed you, which if you know anything about me, anytime I can throw a party, I'm going to.
My new best friend.
My kind of girl.
Right.
So come out, see if this is even something that's good for you. You know, I'll give a little presentation. You know, really inform you a little bit about where our health comes from and where, more importantly, where it doesn't come from. We have so many misinformation right now. So come out April 15th, starts at 6:30. Here's the deal. You got to call and reserve your seat because we're probably about 75% full with our reservations right now. So you can call my office and speak with my amazing office manager, Miss Lisa. And that telephone number is 678-765-8494. Or you can email Lisa at lisa@swaneespine.com and reserve your seat. And yeah, come in, have dinner on me and see if it's for you.
Okay, will do. Dr. Lauren A. Millman from Swanee Spine and Wellness Center. It was a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming out today, Dr.
Thank
Lauren.
Thank you, ladies.
And
thank
we also you. Want to thank Brandy Swanson from the Sandler Training. We want to thank you for coming out today and sharing all that great information. Thanks a lot, Brandy.
Thank you for having me.
And Carol Moore, Executive Director at the Noonan Center. Thanks so much, Carol, for coming out.
Thank you.
And last but not least, Mr. Tommy Estes, president of Estes Heating and Cooling. Thanks so much for coming out today, Tommy.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. And we also would like to give everybody some information in case you've missed the show, any part of the show, or if you'd like to be a guest on one of our upcoming shows, you can go to businessleaders.businessradiox.com. I'm Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, where our business is growing your business.
And I'm Angel Nallen, your business insurance expert with the Nallen Group. I'm going to be your best friend on your worst day. Have a great weekend, everybody.